Today is Friday, May the 6th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. There was quite a bit of chatter on Twitter. I'm trying to look here. Not much of it. I don't know that any of it was related to Geeky Gay, but again, you know, why not? When people include me, I need content for this show, and there's only, you know, so much that happens that I can tell you guys about, or that, you know, is necessary to tell you guys about, or even entertaining. So when I get some tweets that are mentioning me, I'm probably going to read them on the show. So I don't know. Scotty posted a photo of a big stack of food. It's ribs and reef dinner. It looks like it's lobster, perhaps, and some sort of, I guess, ribs. I guess since it's called ribs and reef, I don't know if it's a beef rib or a pork rib or you know exactly what it is. But RT Cruiser says he hasn't found any good ribs in Australia. And those bugs look delicious. Now, I just want to ask the Australian folks out there, and you can call in. Again, what's my phone number? 479-221-9393, I believe. You can call in. It's so funny. I don't remember that until the end of the show. It's like muscle memory. I had to really think about it. But call in, you Australian folks, and let me know. Isn't the word bug not very appetizing? I know there are people out there that eat insects, and I know the way the world is going, we're probably all going to have to get our protein from cricket powder or something. I don't know. That's probably the way we're going. But honestly, calling something a bug is not very appetizing to me. So, and I know there are things, there's Moreton Bay bugs. Is that what they're called? We've been watching MasterChef Australia a lot, as you guys know, and I feel like there is a specific crustacean that's not a lobster that I think is referred to as a bug. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's not a lobster. Maybe it's that thing that I can't remember, or maybe I am getting the name right. I don't know. Please call me, correct me, you know, do whatever you need to do. I just, I don't know. But anyway, regardless, you know, he says that I don't eat seafood, so I wouldn't really, you know, be able to comment on that. Ribs, I'm not a big fan of food that gets me really messy. Now, I do like a burger. I do like sandwiches. And sometimes those can be overstuffed or they can be drippy. And, you know, they can get, mayonnaise on your hand or whatever. Mayonnaise on your hand. But I'm not a big fan of where you have to hold this, you know, messy sauced food in your fingers, and your fingers get so with ribs, a lot of times they have a wet barbecue sauce, and you're picking them up and you're immediately getting, no matter what you do, you're immediately getting barbecue sauce all over your fingers, and you're either having to lick it or use wet wipes or whatever the case may be. I don't want to pick stuff like that up with my fingers and get stuff all over my fingers. I don't enjoy it. And so anyway, that's basically it. Looks like we do have a phone call here. Let me just go ahead and play this. I was just looking here while I was talking, rambling, and it looks like we do have a phone call. So, you know, what the hell? I'm going to go ahead and play it. Let's just see what it is.
Hey, Adam, it's Tony in Illinois. I was trying to listen to Mix Minus, this last episode, and for some reason, Google Podcasts not downloading it or letting me play it. can you look into that? I don't know if it's something on your end or Google just being stupid. Maybe I'll just catch it online one of these days, but pretty much all I use is Google Podcasts. So I thought I'd just drop you a line. All right. Thanks, buddy. Bye.
Oh, I do remember getting an email saying that we got that voicemail, and then I didn't. Anyway, hi, Tony. Thank you for calling. That was related to Mix Minus. However, you know, it came into the Geeky Gay voicemail, so I'm going to take your call on the air, caller. There was a problem when it first got released, and Daniel actually handles the Mix Minus feed. I do not. But he opened a support ticket with Anchor, and they fixed it. So you should try again. And if it doesn't work, you can tweet us or let us know, call the Mix Minus voicemail number as well if you want to. I mean, you can call this number again also, but to the best of my knowledge, it was fixed. I was able to download it myself from my podcatcher. Now, I don't use Google, I use Pocket Cast, but I was able to get it. Anyway, so you Australian folks, please feel free to call me and let me know, you know, why you guys call them bugs, first of all, and if you find that appetizing, because, you know, inquiring minds want to know. Other than that, I feel like there was something else on Twitter here. Let me just look through this here. Oh, yeah, this was related to Mix Minus, so I'm not going to talk about it. So that's it. There's nothing. Kathy Bacon said she doesn't like her food stacked. And I kind of have to agree. I don't love a stack of food. Eh. It's not a big deal. And if it's a fancy stack, if they've done some fancy thing where they've arranged it on the plate. But if they just mound everything up, you end up having to break it apart to get all the individual pieces anyway. But I don't hate it. It's probably not my preference. But there you go. So last night, Mark and I, we were going to start this Heartstopper show that everyone's been talking about. I cooked tacos for Cinco de Mayo. I did rice in the rice cooker, but instead of water, I used chicken stock and I put a little bit of paprika, some garlic powder, a couple of jalapeno slices because I don't know, I was just experimenting. And it still was pretty bland when it came out. But after it came out, what I've been doing, because I don't know how to make Mexican rice. I said this already. But I've been taking some of the taco meat that I've made and mixing it in with the rice to add a little bit more flavor. So I did that as well. And we had tacos. We had rice. We had a few chips. Not a whole lot, but just a small serving of chips to have a little crunch. And then we watched, anyway, Heartstopper, I watched the trailer. And look, it is not my type of show. I will say that. But I am going to watch it because Daniel asked me to watch it and he wants to talk about it on Mix Minus. But there was no way I was going to get through the entire season between last night and, you know, the couple of hours I have today before Mix Minus records. And so we're probably going to start watching that on the weekend. So we just caught up on Million Little Things, which I really enjoy. I really like Million Little Things. I don't know. Apparently, it's iffy as to whether or not it's going to get renewed again. I was reading some articles, and it's on the fence, apparently. But I really enjoy it. I hope it gets renewed. And then the other one that we watched is Good Doctor. And I didn't really enjoy this most recent episode, but I do love Good Doctor. So anyway, regardless, we caught up on that. And I had a meeting, a work meeting last night at 11 o'clock. Because we have an office in India and they're always staying up late or whatever to meet with us U.S. time. And so occasionally we will have meetings where we stay up late to make it more fair. And so that's what happened last night. And so we watched a little bit of TV and then And then I had to, and ate dinner and everything, and then I had to come back up to the office / studio so that I could be on a call at 11 o'clock. And today I've just worked. Nothing really to report there. Nothing too exciting. And then tonight we're going to, you know, record some Mix Minus. We have a busy weekend coming up. There's so much to do. Like, Mark has it all planned out. We have to work out first thing in the morning, and then he wants to have lunch, and then we're watching Doctor Strange. He's already bought the tickets. Weeks ago, he bought the tickets. So we're watching that in the theater. And then after that's done, there's a baptism or a first communion or something with some Filipino friends, and then a party afterwards. But I went to a Filipino friends event last weekend, so I'm not going to go. I'm putting my foot down so I can relax, and I need to make a dessert or something and get ready for Mother's Day, which is Sunday. And so we have lunch with my mom on Sunday, and then it'll be back to work. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.